From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Public opinion polls indicate the approval ratings for U.S. President Donald Trump are a record low for a newly inaugurated commander-in-chief, a reflection of his performance during his first month in office, as well as the continuing sharp political divide among American voters. In the latest survey, NBC News and the Wall Street Journal said Sunday that just 44% of Americans approve of his performance, with 48% saying they disapprove. Two other polls in recent days showed similar results. A proposal by U.S. Republican state governors to overhaul Medicaid, the federal program that provides insurance to more than 70 million low-income Americans, triggered tensions at a national gathering of state leaders in Washington Saturday. The Republican governor's Medicaid proposal, a draft of which was obtained by the Associated Press, urges Congress to change Medicaid from an open-ended federal entitlement to a program designed by each state to stay within financial limits. The Republicans say their plan will give states more flexibility to administer health coverage for poorer residents while also protecting them from absorbing the cost of repealing the Affordable Care Act. Democratic governors accuse their Republican counterparts of being dishonest about the effects of their plan, which they said would take away people's health care coverage to finance tax cuts for the wealthy. Here in the U.S., former Labor Secretary Tom Perez has been elected head of the Democratic National Committee. He will be charged with overseeing the task of rebuilding the party following the presidential win of Republican Donald Trump. He served under former President Obama and Congressman Keith Ellison of Minnesota, who were the front runners in that race. This is VOA News. Thousands of Russians are marching in Moscow to march and mark the two-year anniversary of the death of opposition leader Boris Nemtsov, who was gunned down outside the Kremlin. Marchers carried Russian flags and signs with quotes from him. He was a fierce critic of Russian President Vladimir Putin, and members of the opposition blamed the government for the killing. The Kremlin has denied involvement in his murder. Five suspects, all of them Chechens, went on trial over the killing in October. Malaysian health authorities say Kim Jong-nam suffered a very painful death and was dead within 20 minutes of being attacked at the Kuala Lumpur International Airport. The older half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un was killed February 13th at the Kuala Lumpur airport by VX nerve agent. That's according to police. They say he died in the ambulance and fainted in the clinic. That's the health minister who spoke from the time of the onset. He said he died within 15 to 20 minutes. Police said he felt like someone grabbed or held his face from behind. A CCTV footage shows that two women are shoving something into his face. Police have both females in custody, as well as a North Korean man suspected of being behind the attack. Twin suicide attacks in the western Syrian city of Homs killed at least 42 people, including a senior intelligence officer. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said several attackers blew themselves up near the headquarters of both state security and military intelligence. An Al-Qaeda affiliate has claimed responsibility for the attack, saying five of its militants stormed two heavily guarded districts in the center. Bashar al-Jafri, a Syrian government negotiator, told reporters he thought the attack was meant to disrupt peace talks currently underway in Geneva. He also said he had asked UN Special Envoy Staffan de Mistura to issue a statement condemning the attacks, which he said were carried out by the al-Nusra Front. A senior commander says Iraqi militarized police have captured a neighborhood on the western side of Mosul amid fierce clashes with Islamic State militants. The major general told the Associated Press the militants deployed at least 10 suicide car bombs. Nine of them were blown up before reaching their targets. The 10th killed two policemen and wounded five. And U.S. President Donald Trump's administration will begin rolling back Obama-era environmental regulations in an aggressive way as soon as next week. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.